Okay, so today I want to show you work which is really in progress that I'm now doing at McGill University with Martin Grant, but I started when I was still in Israel at the Weizmann Institute. And this work is really motivated by the following experiment. So rather than talking a lot about them, I'm just going to show you. I'm going to show you two movies. On the left side will be a confluent layer of only cancer cells. So this work is driven by the research of cancer cell metastasis. So this is what you're going to see on the left. And let me play the movie. And one of the cells is labeled in green, but it's the same kind of cancer cell as all the others. And as you can see, they don't do a lot of things, right? So they don't move around too much. And in this second case, what you see there is, again, the same kind of monolayer, but now there is only one cancer cell, the one which is in green, and the blue cells are normal cells on a substrate. And when you let it go, that's what happens. So essentially, things are much more mobile in the system. And when you see arrows on the movie, the arrows correspond to an event where the cancer cell essentially squeezes in the channel defined by the neighboring cell and gets an enhanced instantaneous velocity, essentially. So it's a little bit like what I wrote down here, like the watermelon seed mechanism. So you squish a watermelon seed between your two fingers, and it will just burst out. So part of the mechanism that was proposed by these experimentalists who did these experiments is that really the cancer cell has been known, and in this case, at least, they measured elastic constant, and it's 3 to 4 times softer than the surrounding normal cell. And the idea is that because it's softer, it can more easily squeeze into the channels defined by the other cells. So this is the idea, and if the mechanical properties really do matter, well, this is nice because mechanical properties, then we know how to model that. So what I'm going to do now is that we're just going to test this to see if that's what we want to do. We want to test that if mechanical properties alone can indeed enhance the motility or the metastatic potential of cancer cell, in this case, just softer cell. So what we're going to do here is we're going to model all the cell using a phase field model. So you've heard about phase field model this morning, and you heard about models for cell two talks before. So we're not going to have spring and beads in this case, but it's a model that can be equivalent to that. So we just have a phase field model where a field is assigned to each cell. Inside the cell, it's equal to 1, and outside the cell, it's equal to 0. And we write down a simple free energy for it. Of course, the free energy must favor the field to be one of these two states. And in front of it, I think this is a pointer. Here, you have an energy term for creating a gradient. And by controlling these two terms, you can, of course, control the width of the gradient. The gradient describes the interface region of the cell. And also the osteic response for deformation here, the product of these two parameters. Whoops. Let me go back. Yeah, so the product of these two model parameters, gamma and A, the square root of that will control the energetic cost for cell deformation. So that's really all there is to my model in terms of the free energy. But at this point, when I write down such a free energy, everything seems to be just straight thermodynamic. There's nothing active in my system. So I'm not going to go too much into the active part today, but the procedure is as follows. So we put cell in a box. Here I'm just showing the boundary, so where the field interpolates between 1 and 0. And what we do is that we put them randomly, and then we let it equilibrate, and something like that happens. So they start spherical, but of course they overlap, so they're not happy. And after that, they reach some sort of state where it's almost equilibrium, where things stop moving. So now what we want to do is describe an active system where the cells move. So what we're going to do is that we're going to give them a persistent random motion to each of those cells. And we're going to try to see if the softer cancer cell can do something different than the others. Of course, as you can see right there on the movie on the right, when I play it, all the cells will have velocities. But of course, you can see already that the cell in the middle, which is a soft cell, acts a little bit differently because its boundaries are curved inwards compared to the neighboring cells. And so this is, as I told you, in the works. So we're not done yet, but so far we have something, it looks like this when you give them random motion. And the idea is really to see if one can A, reproduce experimental results, and B, to see if by just only having mechanical properties different in the case of the cancer cell versus the other cells, the normal cells, if that alone can give the enhanced migration phenotype that was observed in the experiment. And at this point, this hasn't been done yet because this is still running, but this is what we want to do. Of course, we want to follow the cell migration, the cell deformation as it migrates. And then one of the nice things with these phase field models that, you know, the computationally what is difficult is to just solve these equations on a mesh. But once you do that, it doesn't cost much more just to put other internal degrees of freedom to your system. My cells, the inside of my cells are empty at this point, but it's not a big step forward to include actins and other things that would go inside the cell. You can also apply it to soft glasses and other kind of system. I want to thank the people who did the experiment and my collaborators at the Weizmann also. And one thing that I was at least able to do is that this movie looks kind of like a lava lamp. So I thought that was pretty cool. And if you want to have, if you have other questions about this, where you can talk to me, I'm going to be around this evening.
Thank you, Bernard. Any question for Bernard?